Good morning, good morning. Get a little. So, this and make it official. So, good morning. Today our theme is going to be words, a veil of illusion. Okay. So we're going to take a look, a little closer look at another one of those unlikely truths. Okay. So move to the awareness of a breath coming in, deeply, deeply in. Aware of a breath and aware of the sensation of what is called breathing, just being present. Aware of the breath coming in, aware of the breath leaving the body. Now, those first words just spoken, if they are being heard unconsciously, those words will be maintaining the illusion of the world. But also recognize, that we have to use the illusion of words in order to help in seeing clearly beyond the words. Okay. And as it is, every time that we unconsciously use words, and every time we unconsciously hear words, we are maintaining the veil of illusion over the world, indeed over the universe. Now, notice clearly that key word that was just used unconsciously. So relax back. Take a breath. Let the body relax. So, here's the story for today. Yesterday, I was looking up the origin of language, and it seems to have started out with grunts and pictures, and symbols and songs. That's where all of this delusion of words began. But finally, through evolution, in thousands of years, we have come to what we now call our languages of today. And I'm telling you, it was really an interesting reading. So, we will take a look now. Okay, so again, be aware of a breath. Get a little focused here. Be aware of a breath. And I want you to look at any object in the room, any object around you at all. Just find an object Now, does mind begin to rush in to comment on what it is? Mind pushing to describe it, to define it. Any object, just look at any object that is around you and then just be aware of mind, of thoughts. Is mind pushing to define it? Is mind bringing up thoughts of descriptions? You're keeping your attention on the object you are looking at, but you are also being still and watching mind action. Quietly watching mind in regards to a particular object. So does it claim perhaps memories about the object? Or does it bring up the color or the size? Does it relate to it as being soft or hard? Maybe the cost of it, how much the object cost. Or perhaps this object was a gift, and it is something new. Or perhaps that it is an old piece, an antique. Just rest for a moment in this attention. And you're just being in awareness of what the thoughts are in relation to the object. All we're doing. So now, do you feel you have now a thorough knowledge of the object you are viewing? Mind may have been describing it all over the place. So do you feel you have a thorough knowledge of the object? I'll give you this while you're doing yours. I have been viewing an object that is next to me, and as I let the thoughts come, the descriptive words start. It is a crocheted cover for the lamp. It was done by my niece. It was a gift from her. It is pink in color. And I know it's size 10 crochet thread. Most likely she used a number 6 hook. All of that noise of thoughts about one object. One appearance within my awareness at the moment. And had I stayed with the words, I am sure I would have been off in all kinds of stories. Gee, oh, that's right. I wonder how she's doing. She's up in Ohio now. Yeah, we were together when we got that pink thread. It could have just gone on and on and on. Do I now thoroughly understand and know what that object is? No, I do not. Because what I am seeing is words. I'm seeing words. That's all I'm seeing. So what you see and think as the world and all of the worlds and all that they contain is an illusion that we create. You do not really know what is here or anywhere when there is an unconscious listening or an unconscious seeing. The old belief system is what we see is real. That's somehow embedded in us, right? If the five senses can report it, it's real. If I can see it, if I can touch it, if I can think, then it's real. But you are not seeing what is present. The belief system says you are seeing and knowing what is present. The belief system says that, but you are not really seeing what is present. You are only seeing the words, the descriptive words, the identifying words placed on every object and every feeling and every emotion in the belief that the words are describing what is really there. Okay. So take a look at another object. Be really paying attention to thoughts and mind that are coming up. Let them come. It's okay. We're just having a little practicing here. So when we engage unconsciously, with the belief system, we are forgetting that only consciousness, the self, I am, is the only presence. And we remain in ignorance of knowing that I, self, I am, is consciousness. And that consciousness is all that is here. Nothing else. No matter what the mind says in words, nothing else is present but consciousness. The old belief system is saying there's a crocheted lampshade. That's what mind is saying is present. That lampshade is present. But only consciousness is. There is nothing else other than consciousness, myself, presence, being. No object, no feeling, no emotion exists as what you have been taught. They have no existence in reality. Okay. Take a breath and think for a moment what you have been taught about objects, feelings, and emotions. We have been taught so many things that are not the reality. So let's try another practice. And we'll stay with the solid objects for now. Okay? So follow that breath in, what we call a breath, what we call breathing, and relax as the breath releases. Now, bring awareness to another object in the room or wherever you are. Bring your attention to an object. And let the thoughts come. Don't try to resist them or push them aside or say, no, that's not right. It's consciousness. No, let the thoughts come. You're the source of all thoughts, so let them come up. It's okay. But this time, as the descriptions begin, or as the identifying words begin to state what that object is, okay, I want you to bring up the thought, not that. As the mind is saying, that's a crocheted lampshade, my responding is not that. See what happens. And you do this very gently and in loving awareness. It's always loving. Just watch the thoughts want to push, they'll want to push through. Say it's this, it's blue, it's tall, it's glass, it's shiny. Let them come, let them come. And every time I want you to use the thought, not that. That's as far as you have to go. So you're just resting in seeing clearly the temptation of the thought to cover over what is always present. And you are using a thought, not that. Not that. Gently, lovingly, just allow it to be. There's nothing to resist, there's nothing to get rid of. It's just a gentle awareness. Not that. Just resting as you are, awareness. So every time another temptation comes, that identifying thought, just use the thought, not that. You don't have to overdo. So, what is at work with this practice is seeing the identifying thoughts for what they are, so that you rest more and more deeply in what is here, which is you, the eternal presence. The reality of your true God self presence. Just rest in that. And in the knowing, mind begins the temptation to cover over reality with descriptions. This is not that. Take a deep breath. So it is by the action of believing the conditioning that we cover over the world and what truly is, which is what is present, is an expression of the essence of you. Not a lamp shade cover, not a book with gold binding on the shelf, not a picture on the wall. It's not a picture on the wall. It's not a pair of glasses. It's not a book. It is the expression of the essence of you visibly before you. You are the world and everything in it. It is an expression, the essence of consciousness. Everything is of the essence of consciousness. And you are not the words that are used to identify any object, any feeling, or any emotion. When we say it's all God, that's quite true. It's all God. Now, that's not to say that we don't use the normal wording when we are speaking and in this way we communicate. That's not what is being spoken. What is being spoken is that you are to see clearly that what is present is not the identifying descriptions. What is present is you, consciousness. And when we fall into the unconsciousness of believing the words, okay, when we fall into that, we continue to experience what we call or define as separation. You, in awareness, you will feel it in instantly when you begin the labeling process or the word descriptive process on any object, on any feeling. You will feel a sense of separation. So in your practicing with this deeply and sincerely, that sense of separation dissolves. That understanding of oneness becomes more in your awareness of I am. It's the descriptiveness that brings that feeling, that sense of being separate. So again, it is by this action of believing the conditioning, believing the identifying words that we cover over the world and what truly is present and what is present always and ever is you, the self. The one presence, the consciousness. You are the source of the objects. You are the foundation. You are the substratum. You are the screen upon which this plays out. You are the source of objects. You are the source of feelings and emotions. You are the source of thoughts because you are the source of all that is. But when we succumb to the old beliefs, we fail to see or we fail to know that I am all that is here. Nothing else exists apart from my being. Okay, so take a breath. So when you take some time to reflect on this language of words, you might see how deep it goes. I was doing this practice that we're going to do. I was doing this, and I had a deeper understanding of what they talked of when they talked about onion skins. I never really got that before. Don't know why, but anyway, it the layers go very deep, or we can say the veils over the presence of the self go deeply. So if you want to take, let's just take the word tree. And we're going to call, so here's a form before your eyes. Okay. And mine says tree. It's tree. Tree is the base covering. Okay. Then mind might say, that's an elm tree. There's another little veil coming down. Tree. Now we have elm. Could have been a pine or a palm or an oak or a banana. Okay. Could have been any of those. So then we have fruit trees. Well, elm isn't a fruit tree, but we have fruit trees. Now it could be an apple tree, could be a banana tree, an orange tree, a lemon tree. So there's another layer of a veil. Air, but then we have evergreens. And we go and name all the evergreens. Then we have, well, it's deciduous. No, that one is, but that one over there isn't. That's a magnolia. That's not. Okay. And we have short and we have tall and we have bushes. So by the time you are done with these levels of layering, these descriptive identifications, you cannot possibly recognize what is truly there because you are seeing the words. You are seeing the words. And you can take any object and begin to see all the layers that are covering over what is truly there. Nowhere in all of those layers, in all of that attention to that form, did mind come up with. No, it's only consciousness. No, mind is very certain. It is a tree. It is a specific kind of tree. And it has specific dimensions and specific colors and specific attributes. That's mind's definition of what is there. But when the heart is allowed to speak, what is there is self, is presence, is consciousness, expressing in all of its glory. Unseen, unrecognized, because of the layers of the words covering what is truly there? So take a breath. Okay, so now. Turn that attention to the body form. and allow the thoughts to come. The body is just another object. Let the thoughts come. Are they again descriptive? Are they again identifying? Okay. I am sitting. I am tired. I am hungry. Just let them come. The body is not that. I am not that. All you're doing is being aware of the temptation of mind, of thoughts. That's all. That's all. Lovingly and gently. That's all. Just being conscious of the temptations to cover over what is truly present. Okay? Lovingly, sit down. So what if the form that is shaped, you know, with all this green foliage at the top and then this brown thing at the bottom, when we call that, we call it a tree. It's got the name of tree. It's got the label of tree. But what, so what if that particular form had been given the name frog? Okay. And then the birds, if that is the proper, you know, if that is the name for that particular form, then they would make their nests in a frog. You say, oh, that sounds absolutely crazy. That's ridiculous, you know. Birds fly, they make nests in trees. That's the way it's always been. That's the way it has to be. And that's how it's always going to be. But we have to get outside the box here. Okay. So it might sound ridiculous, but what if we had been taught that from the beginning? Okay. What if we had been taught that from the beginning, that is a frog? Okay. And I've been taught this is a tree. Okay. I have a lovely tree and I drink my coffee from my tree. It sounds ridiculous, doesn't it? We are conditioned to accept that conditioning. So I can't really tell you what this is. I don't know. I know what I'm supposed to call it. I know what I've been taught to call it. But is that correct? And who would say it's correct? Mind, I know what mind wants to say it is. But we know mind is a trickster anyway, so. So it might sound ridiculous. But it is the same ridiculousness to call a certain form a tree when it is consciousness that is there. So it can be said, tree is just a word we use in an attempt to communicate about a form. And that's fine. That's as it should be. That's what we need it to be. We need to communicate. Okay. But there has never been a tree. There has only ever been the presence of consciousness. And that form is within consciousness. And we perpetuate a sense of separation when we insist that there is a tree, there is a cup, there is a lamp, there is a ball, there is a pen, there is a desk, there is a chair, there is a window, there is a door, there is grass, there are insects, there's a bird. We insist to be in a place of not knowing who we are, by insisting that these objects exist as the descriptions that we have placed upon them, or that have been placed upon them. So I was doing this practice on land masses, right? So, you have the globe and all of the land that's on the globe. And then it has a layer of continents. And then it has a layer of countries. And then it has layers of cities and then layers of townships and all of this. Defining by little borders around things, little borders of separation around things. And so I just kind of drifted down and taking off all of these layers that we've been talking about and getting down to it. And I came to the end. There's never been a New York. What can I say? There's never even been the city that I am supposedly living in right now. Works very well for communication. Very well. But it doesn't work when it covers over reality. So over to you.
Mary,
Yes. Yes, love.
I noticed just before you started, the object I focused on was my hummingbird feeder. And right before your call, I had looked at it and I went, oh, I need to fill it up and I have to change all this stuff. And so what I'm noticing is how the mind is telling us everything to do, these thoughts, this line. It's like, it's the opposite.
That's because of there is this conditioning in us to be the thinker and the doer.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're not the thinker, you're not the thinker, and you are not the doer. Okay, that is just something that is happening, but mind treats it as if this body presence is the thinker and this body presence is the doer. So that's another defining layer of a veil. Okay. So it covers over what is really present, which is yourself. And yourself is neither doer nor thinker. Yes, you are the source of thought. Okay, but they only rise to attention. They're awareness. You're not thinking them, they're just rising into your awareness.
They're not ordering me around.
Not unless you believe they are. Not unless you think that they are ordering you around. If there is an action to be performed, the universe moves spontaneously. You, that which is the you, move spontaneously. The body will be activated and do what is to do. But there's no person there doing this. Even if you think and believe there's a person there doing it, that's your dreaming. Because there isn't. Even in the belief that there is a thinker and a doer here, that's a dream. Because whether you believe it or not, there is no one there thinking and doing.
I'm also seeing how you have to be gentle with this.
It is your nature. Love is your nature.
It's like it's a misperceiving. It's like a kindness to yourself. You can't just try to force it to change it.
Well, there's nothing to change. There's nothing to change because what is already is. You can't change anything. You can see clearly.
Oh, okay, I see.
You can see clearly, but there's nothing to change.
I see.
That's why there's nothing to do. And the thoughts that rise up are just thoughts rising up. It is either unconsciously we interpret them, okay, and then we feel a sense of separation. Because we are interpreting the thoughts. The thoughts are just thoughts. Okay? They're just thoughts. We interpret them erroneously. And we create the layers. We create the veil, so to speak. by the interpretation and interpreting the thoughts in such a manner as to seemingly veil what is present. So the thoughts are not doing anything. They have neither power nor presence. They really can't do anything. They rise to our awareness, and then we kind of take it from there, either consciously
or unconsciously,
with the realization, not that, or unconsciously, and fall right in to the belief system.
Oh, not that. I thought. Thanks.
Well, it's usually it's in non-duality. It's neti neti, not this, not that. But if mind begins to describe an object or a feeling, it's not that. Without judgment or anything of that nature, it's just lovingly, not that. And that, again, these practices are just an interim thing. All of your spiritual practices are just for a short period of time. And they're not intended to be forever. Okay, if I practice tying my shoes, if I read the little book or I read the little instructions or I watch the little video, okay, this is how it's done. And I practice that for a few weeks. Do I still need to read the book and watch the video? And do I still have to do all of that once that clear seeing has taken place? No. The practice is just to kind of get you to that understanding of clear seeing. Okay. And that's what any practice is for. To, you know. Okay. Yeah.
About this.
Yeah. Okay, so how did you guys do with these little practices? Wait. Oh, come on. Speak up. Okay. Do you all have now the understanding of what we have been doing today? Do you see how your own pure presence is veiled over by the words, the unconscious acceptance of words? Any comments out there? Any questions? I'd like this to be very clear for you, because I'm really so suggesting that you take our talk today and really apply this all week. So I want to make sure that you have a clarity of what it is about. Okay.
Mary, I can see for myself that taking this on would first almost feel like internal, like what I'm feeling or what I'm thinking, not this. It's like kind of x-raying or seeing through things in myself. In my own emotions, in my own thoughts.
Well, don't make it too complicated.
Oh, okay.
Don't make it too personalized.
Okay.
Just be with that awareness. Okay. That this thought, you know, is a temptation to define this feeling,
okay.
Or this, and so it's this, it would be the same thing, you know, with an emotion. There's that, the thoughts come, the words come to define, to describe, to go, you know, go along with the story, you know, there they come, and it's just a gentle, it's not that. Not that.
I got you.
Okay. All right. Okay, so I guess we'll be done for today. And I thank you for being as you are. So let us pray. Most beloved self, thank you. Thank you. I am the one and only reality. The one that is ever present, and beside me, there is no other. Amen. Om Namaste.